LMC. You're listening to the LMC Radio Network, broadcasting out of Forestville, California, on the World Wide Web at LuckyMojo.com.
All right, everybody, let's build the energy. Reverend James, hit that music.
Welcome to Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places, exploring the magical world around us only on the LMC Radio Network. There are so many fantastic, exciting, and curious things that make up this world we share. Come join us as we explore the spiritual, magical, and wondrous phenomena that enrich our souls and bring color to our days. I am your announcer, Reverend James of FolkConjure.com, located in Western North Carolina. This week, we're celebrating you, our friends and fans, with an episode where we'll answer all of your burning questions. It's a reading palooza with myself and Reverend Art of FolkConjure.com and FolkFaithMinistries.com in the Blue Ridge Mountains of North Carolina. In just a moment, we'll be joined by our host, Reverend Art. Make sure you're logged in to Blog Talk Radio and join in the discussion via the chat. Now let's catch up with our host, Reverend Art. Take it away.
Thank you, Reverend James, and welcome everybody to Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places. Here we are yet again. It is Monday, and we all know what Monday means. Free reading giveaway on Hoodoo Psychics. Make sure that you take a moment, go over to the Hoodoo Psychics Facebook page, find the Magic Mondays post, and drop a comment. You never know. This could be your week to win a free 15-minute reading with your favorite hoodoo psychic. All right. So many great things going on in the world today. I'm going to jump back over to you, Reverend James. What's new in your neck of the woods? Our neck of the woods, but for you.
Yeah, I was about to say, our neck of the woods is the same neck of the woods. Doing a lot of backstage things on Folk Conjure and Folk Faith Ministries, namely adding some new products and services. I spoke about this yesterday on the Hoodoo Work Hour with Kat and Conjure Man. And I'll be adding, we'll be adding some Buddhist pujas, or the Tibetan term Kangso, K-A-N-G-S-O, to Folk Faith Ministries, and we will probably be moving servers here soon because some of our clients are having some email issues and receiving our emails, and we're going to make sure that that's all sorted out hopefully by the end of the week.
I personally am very excited for the addition of the Puja service. You know, for those that aren't quite aware of what that means, Reverend James, why don't you give us a little rundown?
So basically a puja is a form of worship or prayer. It's usually ritualistic in a way, and it's different, slightly different in different cultures and religions, for instance, Hindu versus Buddhism. Where I'm speaking from is a Tibetan Buddhist standpoint, so it's really anywhere from a 10-minute prayer and mantra recitations to upwards of, you know, a couple of days or even weeks or months if you're doing a retreat where you do the same puja or kongso multiple times a day, usually in sessions of four. People usually do pujas to, you know, create some kind of change in their mundane physical life. So it is usually a request to a higher being to help us, you know, make a change in our life or to bring something in or to remove something. For instance, one of the first ones that will be going up is a puja called the Vajra Clause. And that is based on a dakini, which is a female spirit, an emanation of Vajra Yogini, which is good for averting obstacles, illnesses, but specifically physical, mainly physical things or people that are causing you issues. So most often whenever you look up this type of puja, it is related to gossip specifically. One of the phrases in the prayer is that it will basically avert any gossip so that any gossip that is done about you has no effect. So it's kind of like it creates a shield or it washes over you so that other people that hear the gossip, they don't listen to it. They think that it's not you know, it's not real or it's a lie. So, but there's different things. There's different ones for bringing rain. There's for healing. There's for wealth, et cetera, et cetera.
See, that's just, it's fascinating to me. And I'm thrilled that this is something that you are bringing to the table. I know you've spent so much of your time attending retreats and receiving the empowerments, but to be able to share those now is only going to, you know, it's going to continue to grow. And for those who are interested, I know also while you are on retreat, which is several times a year, you also will bring individuals intentions with you to be prayed for during the retreat by all those in attendance and such. So definitely, you know, watch the Folk Faith Ministries, Folk Conjure, Reverend James, as well as my own Facebook pages and Instagram pages for announcements for those. And if you would like to be included in those opportunities, those are things that are done free of charge. It's just to bring
the retreats
that
are whenever I do a
right.
retreat and I offer dedication, which people that are familiar with Buddhism, most prayers, there's a dedication at the end of it or at the end of a puja. And almost all of them, I don't know of one that doesn't really speaks to dedicating the merits that you create from doing that puja. The good energy basically that you accumulate or the good favor that you get from that deity from doing the prayer, that it goes to all sentient beings. So that is an effect. I'm doing it for everyone. But it is also nice to know that your specific dedication or request is being put out there. And that is the service that I offer in that aspect. I do also want to mention that, yes, these kinds of things are things that anybody can do, a puja. But when Reverend Art speaks to the fact of empowerments and initiations and things like that, all of those things come with what's called a samaya, S-A-M-A-Y-A. And that is a commitment or a vow that you make with your teacher or the deity. And so all of these things that I am planning to offer and the reasons that I do them is because I am taking those vows on behalf of everyone so that they don't have to, because they come with commitments. And those commitments are things that have to be done in certain amounts every day. So for instance, I do 3 different sadhanas every day in relation to 3 different deities that I have received empowerment from. And it's not a good idea to miss those, because that's whenever they say that one of the most grievous offenses in Tibetan Buddhism is to go against a vow that you have received or made with your guru. And that puts you into the ability to fall backwards in your reincarnation. So either into a lower, status or caste, as it were, in different, cultures, that you may be, poorer or, less healthy in the next life, or even so much as to go into the Vajra hells or the hell realms where you are tortured. And it's so hard in those realms to be able to gain the merit, like you do in pujas, to be able to move forward, I guess. But just to explain that.
It's a very in-depth and intricate description of the system that you're going to be presenting. And those will be posted on Folk Faith Ministries?
Yeah, that's where we're going to be putting them, is on Folk Faith Ministries. Any kind of spiritual service, religious service that doesn't necessarily fit into magical workings per se, those kinds of services and things go on to Folk Faith Ministries, and folk magic-y kind of things, that's where we put on Folk Conjure.
Excellent, excellent. And for my part, just a little updates. We have been, we've been over inundated with another shipment of boxes from up north, so the house is kind of like walking through an ant farm at this point, but we're still busy working on getting oils and incenses and powders, together and ready to go on folkconjure.com. So a lot of good stuff going on. Can't wait to really be able to share a lot of this with you. But all that aside, tonight we're doing something a little different with Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places. Reverend James and I realized today is our 20th episode. And to thank everybody for your love, your connections, the information that you have shared with us, both in chat and in messages on the side, just the community that has been built around Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places, we want to thank all of you. And so tonight is going to be a reading palooza. We're here to provide readings to anyone who is interested and has questions. If you call in, make sure you raise your hand. When it asks you, hit 1 to raise your hand, and Reverend James or myself will pick up on that line and talk with you briefly before coming on air. Feel free, if you're in the chat, post your questions there. And I'm still able to check our Facebook page if you want to send a message over Facebook for on Mystics, Mages, Magical Places on Facebook. So what do you think, Reverend James? Shall we dive into some readings?
Well, I think we'll give everybody a chance to get their ducks in a row. And before we get started, I brought up my Kao Chim, or as Miss Kat knows them, as Chi-Chi sticks. I'm going to give those a little quick little shake, see what comes out, and see what kind of message everyone could use over the next week. Okay, so we're going to give that a little shake. And we got Arshurba, which is 28. We're going to look at what 28 is in this book that I got from Hong Kong, a throwback here to Stuart Palm, who lives in Hong Kong. There was a great show that he did for everyone on the Hoodoo Root Work Hour yesterday, so go check that out and listen to that. This is from a temple called Manmo, M-A-N-M-O, and 28 says, Sheng Yu made a pledge on the bridge stone, and it is a top fortune message, which means that it is one of the highest favors. And its prediction and advice says, sickness takes time to heal, lawsuits will be settled, wealth and position need time to achieve, anything lost will be found, difficulties will soon pass, and all will be well in the end. So I think that is a great start to this. Hopefully now we have some people ready to do some reading. I think I see some people hopping in and out of the green room.
Yes, you did. And for the first reading tonight, Reverend James, are you ready? Well, I'll let you go first.
Okay.
We are going to bring on Desiree. She's calling in from area code 818, and she has love and romance questions for her and her man, Jason. So let's bring Desiree in. Hi, Desiree. Are you with us?
I sure am. I was wondering if you could just give me a love and romance reading regarding a gentleman I have been chatting with, and his name's Jason.
Okay, Desiree. I'm shuffling the cards now here, and we'll see what we get. Okay, so I was shuffling, and one of the cards that popped out here was the Ten of Cups. So this shows a beautiful rainbow in the sky with 10 cups arranged inside the rainbow. It's shining bright. There's a man and a woman standing on their property overlooking a little creek or a river next to them, and they have two children next to them playing in a house in the back. It's beautiful. It's got lots of greenery, lots of trees. So this tells me that you're headed into a probably a relationship with this person. I see that there's something that can grow there. I'm not going to necessarily say that you're probably going to, you know, get married and have children, even though there are children in this list. I do see that there is a potential for things that you're looking for in another person that you may be able to find in this person, and him that he is looking for can be found in you as well. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely. That's lovely.
Okay. Let me see if there's anything that comes out, because that was just a card that kind of jumped out as I was shuffling. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So I flipped some cards and we've kind of got something going on here. So this may not be something that is long-term. The reason I say that is every card that I have here is reversed. And there's some things that may show that all of those cups are not necessarily exactly what they appear to be, because the center card we have here is the Seven of Cups, which shows that there are some things in those cups that are not quite what they seem. This card shows, you know, a person that is hidden over I believe it's a prayer shawl, a snake in a cup. There's a woman in one. There's a beautiful castle in another, jewels, a wreath, and then there's also a dragon or a snake. So just be careful going into it with your expectations and, you know, make sure that the things that you want are the things that you really need whenever you're moving into it. There may be some things that you have to help bring him into, because is he a kind of person that is not necessarily extroverted? Is he kind of introverted?
He's very close-minded right now. You know, he hasn't come forth to say that he would want to do that, if that makes any sense, because I'm trying to get him just to come to me physically and see me, if that makes any sense.
Right. The reason I ask that is because we've got the Hermit card. So this shows me that it's a person that's kind of a little hesitant, you know, to move forward, to reach out, to be with people and to do things and to, you know, maybe go out on dates. So I feel like you may be able to, you have this person's attention, but you kind of need to just draw them in a little bit closer. And maybe Reverend Art has some extra advice for you in that area, or maybe he has something else in regards to the reading, but that's what I have for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. Reverend Art?
Well, Reverend Art just got back from the green room.
Okay.
And I'm actually very excited to utilize a beautiful little pendulum that I received as a gift from Miss Catherine Ironwood. It's a Rudrasha seed bead, and it's become one of my favorite pendulums to use. And while I did miss some of what Reverend James was saying, and I do apologize, I'm going to look into short-term questions here. So let's take a look at looking first at if there is a connection, a strong connection.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm.
And the pendulum is showing me that the connection has a lot of energy, but that the energy ebbs and flows. It seems like some days are hot, some days are not. And while that could really bring in a little bit of a question for that long-term aspect of it. So let's take a look at paths coincide.
Okay, wonderful.
Well, it's pretty much indicating that currently you both may be looking at different futures for yourself, future destinations. So that's something to definitely keep in mind as you are building this relationship. You know, things do have a tendency to, they can come full circle, no pun intended, using a pendulum, and really bring things together in a way that was unseeable in, you know, early on. How long have you known the individual, may I ask?
Yeah, I've only known him since the very beginning of June, and so we've just been, you know, chatting on the phone, doing a video call, and he is what they call a performer, a director. You know, he does independent films, martial artists. That's what he does for a living.
Very nice.
He was a well-known martial artist when he was young, with all of these, how can I say, trophies. So who he is,
okay.
And then he keeps bringing up marriage, and I'm like going, marriage? My goodness. That's quite interesting.
Well, let me
That's
take...
a 10 of cups.
There you
That's
go.
A 10 of cups, yep.
Going to take a look at really quick here if the potential
that really in the card.
The pendulum is saying is the potential is there. However, it's also kind of indicating to me a little bit of you're going to need to make sure to keep the lines of communication open and clear. Be very explicit and implicit in sharing both on both parts, his and yours. Those things that really matter to you, and you know, while they might not be deal breakers, can definitely affect the long-term outcome of this relationship. All right, Desiree, thank you so
much
for providing the opportunity.
Before we let Desiree go, I do want to say that I would suggest, just from what we pulled and what I heard Art talk about, and Phyllis Margaret Gabor posted into the chat saying that she pulled the Hermit 2 and the Eight of Wands and recommends slowing down. So one of the things that I would suggest is maybe do some clarity work on both you and him so that you both are going into this in an understanding of exactly what you want and exactly where you want to go. That way there's no, you know, getting a little bit down the road and going, well, that's not exactly what we had planned or what I had planned or what he had planned. Just take a moment. You know, reevaluate exactly what you're looking for in that other person, even though, you know, to each other, maybe you see each other as having all of those things that you're looking for. Just, you know, really write, take time to write down what you're looking for and maybe do a little bit of clarity work.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for that information. I really appreciate it.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us tonight. Hope you hang out for the rest of the show, and hopefully we'll see you again on a future show.
Okay.
And good luck.
All right. Blessings to you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
To you as well. Take care.
I see Balkan Diviner is getting in on it, too. He says that he pulled the Eight of Diamonds. You must be patient, and you can relate into intellectual topics. However, you must be careful to not be too excited as things can progress, but it will be slowly. So I think we're all kind of, you know, dancing around the same thing there here, Desiree. If you're still listening to us, that you know, it's just take a moment, reevaluate, you know, what your plans are, where you're planning to go, and you know, do a little bit of clarity work for both of you. I think it would be very helpful.
Actually, Balkan Diviner also had a card pulled a little bit ahead of time. And I love that you're using playing cards, Balkan Diviner. Such a lost art. But he also says, I pulled the Jack of Hearts, showing that Jason is a bit immature at the moment and not fully interested in settling into a serious monogamous relationship. Maybe still has a little bit of the playful side going on. So loving that even the Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places community is even jumping in to provide additional insight. And our friend JD Hoodoo, adding root work into the chat, says, add him to a honey jar and sweeten him to you. And provided you a link if you're not in the chat. to the luckymojo.com/honey-jar-spell-kit-love-me.html. Thank you, JD. That's fantastic. All right. Do want to jump back a little bit into the chat. Dr. Sweets had a reading request in the chat. We'll jump here, and then we will be taking our next phone guest. So Dr. Sweets writes, for those who are listening, am I still under any type of negative spell work done against me by my mother over the last 18 plus years? Says, I've had many baths over the years and put up layers of protection, but just wanted a new perspective if anything is still lingering. So here we go. All right, Dr. Sweets. Dr. Sweets, who joins us religiously, and the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour every week. Let's take a look at what my Thelema deck has to say. Getting these shuffled in and ready for you. Oh, excuse me. All right, so first card that we are taking a look at here is the Sun card. And this really, it's a beautiful card in the Thelema deck. And you know what, while I'm thinking about it, Dr. Sweets, I'm going to snap a photo of the cards and I will post that out to you on our social pages as well. So the Sun card, you know, it really denotes good fortune, happiness, the joy of life and the magic of life. It's showing that the work you've done is still coming, it's coming together. And really working to push you forward towards something even better in your life. It's a very vibrant card. To me, this is denoting a lot of, you know, you've put a lot of energy into this, into removing this negativity from your life, and it really is paying itself back to you. So next we have the Nine of Coins or Nine of Pentacles, if depending on which way you like to look at it. And really what it, these are both upside or straight, not reversed. I'll get the words out yet. And really a lot of what this is bringing in is freedom. It's typically something that I see in, you know, when I'm doing like financial readings and business readings and things of that nature, because it really shows a release of debts, a release of that instability that, you know, you didn't have the currency to cover. And, you know, we can translate this to the emotional side of things is, you know, there is such a, you know, the concept of emotional currency, and the situation had been so draining to you, but this card is really, it's bringing that freedom and security back into your life. So it's so far so good as far as this having been removed from you over the years. And the final card that we're looking at tonight is the Hermit card in reverse. And pulling this all together, when this being in the third position in the reading, we're kind of looking at it as, you know, it really has distanced you from what one would traditionally consider, you know, a connection with family, a connection with those that are supposed to, or ostensibly supposed to, you know, take care of us rather than hold us back. And it does kind of denote that to some extent you're still a little bit withdrawn from society. And with that, it denotes that, yes, the work is still ongoing. The work still needs to continue to bring you to that self-actualization, if we want to look at it from like a Maslow's hierarchy of needs position. You know, you've done the foundational work. You've chopped off those levels as they go, but you're still holding back on putting yourself out there. So watch for those opportunities to really kind of spread your wings and share the gifts that you have to share. So ongoing work, just a little bit. Your efforts are paying off. You have anything you'd like to jump in with, Reverend James?
Well, I did do, while you were doing your reading, I pulled out my Tara Mo, 21 Tara Oracle. And for those that don't know about that, I've used it once before on a show, but it's basically a bag of stones. All of them are mostly white, except for one, which is black. There are 22 in total. And I recite the mantra for Tara, Om Tare Turi Soha, and I draw out stones one at a time until I get the black one, which denotes the answer. In this case, it was the very first stone I pulled out, which is representative of the first red Tara. The first red Tara is seated in a Vajra posture, and in her hands, she carries different implements of controlling. So this shows that you do have an ability to get control over the situation. Since this was something from your mother, I'm going, the way that Mo's work is just like I did with the Chi-Chi sticks in the beginning. You may have noticed whenever I read the predictions, there were different situations, and different situations denotes different oracles. So I'm going to be reading from one particular, which is Family Matters. And this Mo suggests that there could be an obstacle facing the family which must be attended to. It is a small matter now, but unless the local landlords are appeased, the matter can quickly escalate into a bigger issue, bringing worry, tension to the household. This tells me that it's not so much that you still have something of the curse attached to you, but you have kind of like a side effect of the curse, this worry that there's something still there, and that's something that can really trip you up in magical workings in your mundane life, because some of these things kind of, you know, tickle your brain whenever something happens and goes, oh, is that the curse? Is that the curse? So the advice for this is to arrange and perform incense offerings to the local spirits as a means to control them, because they're the ones that are kind of making you worry. They're the ones that are tickling your brain, for instance. It's best to do this outside. If you have access to juniper trees or juniper incense, I would suggest using that. This is coming from a Buddhist perspective, of course. But you'll just, any type of incense is just fine. Take it outside. Make a prayer that may the local land spirits around me be appeased by this incense offering, or something to that effect. And if you have any kind of disturbing dreams or nightmares that you feel are related to this curse that you've had, if there have been any in the past, you can use the first red Tara's mantra, which I'll tap into the chat after I say it, but it is Om Tare Turi Washen Kuru Soha. And I would suggest doing that about 108 times. Anytime that you feel that you have any kind of something sneaking up on you curse-wise. If you have a mala, you can use that. If not, you know, 21 times is just as effective usually. It's just 108 times is a really good number. It helps you get into a meditative state. There are many different other reasons, but it also helps to distract your mind, which I think is a very integral part to what's going on here.
Very nice, Reverend James. Very nice. And the community is also sharing some additional information. Balkan Diviner posts, I've drawn the Five of Diamonds and the Five of Spades in the past position, so your energetic space has been attacked, which is what we know. Pulled the Four of Hearts and Four of Diamonds in the answer. You are protected and secure. Fours are about stability and foundation. Celebrate your release from these negative attachments and don't overthink about what happened before as it's in the past. I also have additional cards, Nine of Hearts and Two of Hearts. You can move into a favorable, pleasant, and harmonious period of your life. I also believe you'll meet someone highly supportive for you. It's fantastic how these are all tying together ever so wonderfully. JD Hoodoo, remember to cleanse and protect. This is a continual practice that has to be done regularly to keep negativity off of you and keep you safe. You know, from a hoodoo root work perspective, that's in and of itself, JD, is a fantastic thing to remind people of. It's daily life as well can just attract all the blah to you. So having a regular practice of cleansing is really very strongly recommended. But JD goes on
and
to say,
you know,
this area that...
I was just going to say that, you know, one of the easiest, I think, cleansing methods, especially for things like dealing with other people or situations, is just simply washing your hands. The phrase, I wash my hands of it, comes to mind very often for me whenever there's just something that I just, you know, I don't have the energy to deal with. I don't have the strength to deal with or whatnot. And I just wash my hands of it. And I quite literally go to the bathroom and wash my hands as I'm thinking about this. And I kind of imagine my hands have all of this grime and gunk from where I've been trying to, quote unquote, dig through the situation. And I just wash my hands of the situation. And you can also always follow that up with some kind of protective oil or something like that. It's always good to moisturize after you wash your hands. Those new factants, if you're not using soaps, if you're using liquid soaps and things like that, they can be very drying for your hands. So it's a good practice to have a conditioned oil nearby that you can use to help moisturize afterwards. So something like Fiery Wall of Protection or Guardian Angel, you know, things like that, that can help protect you after you, quote unquote, washed your hands of it.
And JD does go on to recommend Uncrossing products and Fiery Wall of Protection from LuckyMojo.com. Dr. Sweets is in the chat, so I'm not going to read the URLs off for these ones because I sounded kind of silly. The last one I realized after I started, but it will be posted by Wednesday on the Lucky Mojo forum under the Mystics, Mages, Magical Places section as a chat log. For anybody who would like to look, Balkan Viner adds, I think he might need a cut and clear ritual as well. I feel he's haunted by the ghost of his past. It's difficult to let those emotions behind. And Phyllis Margaret Gabor jumping in as well, using the Housewives deck, which I'm not familiar with, but I am going to be looking that up. First card she got is Death, confirming the attacks. And it was followed by the Knight of Cups and the Magician. So you got this. All right.
I
so
think
now,
the Housewives deck is like a 50s style, image of women. So like the flowing kind of skirt, checkered skirts and things like that. And yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You know, my brain went to some weird amalgamation of like those Real Housewives television show plus Desperate Housewives. And I'm just going to put it to rest and look it up later. But next we are going to go back to the phones. We have David calling in from area code 323. And let's bring David in to share his question. And I'll let you go first this time too, Reverend James.
Greetings.
Hi, David, are you with us?
Yes, greetings. I really appreciate the thoughtfulness and the good intention that you bring to this. And my first time listening to the show, and your online community is very special. So kudos to that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for being here. We're glad to have you.
Thank you. So I've always kind of looked at my life, even from a young child, I was sitting in my body going, what the hell am I doing here? And I kind of thought, I think I'm here for karma. And before I even knew what the word was. And all of my relationships have been with people I knew before. I mean, I would recognize someone instantly, and within a day or two, we would be living together. And just as quickly, they all ended. So all of my relationships, including with my family, for instance, my mother, who has had mental health problems all of my life, was screaming obscenities into the phone one day to me, and I was crying, and I just couldn't handle it. And I said, I can't handle this. I'm hanging up now. And I hung up the phone, and that was 15 years ago, and she never called me again. And I'm fine. I'm fine with that. So my question is that I live comfortably. I don't have any desire to go out and have power in the world. And I've had plenty of sex, and I've had plenty of wine, and I've stayed at the best hotels in the world. And I'm just kind of wondering, are there more karmic relationships for me that I haven't found yet, or am I missing something? And I know that's a lot.
Okay. So are there still people for you to meet that are important to your path and your journey?
Yes. And am I on track
that you have?
Perfect.
Okay.
You know me better than I. You know myself.
Okay. So one of the first cards that I pull here is the Wheel of Fortune. And I'm using a Pamela Coleman Smith deck. So if you're familiar with that tarot, that's what I'm using. The Wheel of Fortune card shows a sphinx on the top of a wheel with Hebrew letters around it and a type of sigil in the center. There's a snake falling off and a devil rising. There's a bird, and I want to say it's a phoenix in the top corner, an angel in another corner, cow with wings in another, and a griffin in the bottom right. And what the Wheel of Fortune says to me, first being a major arcana card, that it's something that is destined, it is fated. There is something that is going to happen in your life that is important, that makes a difference on your path, your journey. So this is falling into the past, a recent past. So I'm not sure if there's somebody that you've met recently that is important in this aspect that you're asking about. For instance, has there been somebody that you've met recently that you feel was the last person?
I haven't met anyone. I mean, I'm on a first name basis with cashiers at Whole Foods. I rarely go out in the world, but when I do, I'm friendly and benevolent. But I haven't, connected with someone. I haven't had an aha moment with someone in 15 years. I mean, literally 15 years.
Okay. I feel like there is something that has recently changed. It may be something that you're not quite aware of yet. The loom of fate weaving your particular tapestry may have laid down something where you're only able to see a part of it, if you understand what I mean. So there's something that's going on. I believe that there's somebody that maybe you have met in passing that may become more of an important person in your life. The next card that I have is the Six of Cups, and this speaks, I'm going to be honest, I haven't read the pictorial key in a while, so I'm not really sure, but these look like two children to me, I guess you could even think of them as gnomes. But there's a male one giving a flower in a cup to a small female. So I feel like there's somebody that is going to come into your life here in the very near future, or there'll be somebody that you will exchange gifts with, and this person will be that kind of person that you that you're kind of talking about. You say that you have met people in the past and you instantly recognize them, say, for instance, from a previous life, or, you know, whenever we were all in depending on which religion you're talking to, you know, before we get reborn.
In the midst, right.
There may have been somebody that you met there.
And instant recognition.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I've had instant recognition of many people who, you know, but there was never any doubt. And generally speaking, even if they weren't on a spiritual path, they recognized me as well.
But what I'm getting here is that there's somebody that maybe you have met, quote unquote, more recently in that time.
Right.
You see what I mean? So some of these people that you instantly recognize, they could be people that you've known for a very, very long time in previous lifetimes over and over again. This person, I do feel that there is going to be somebody that comes into your life. If they haven't already, maybe you just don't quite know that yet. But there's somebody that you've known more recently, so you're not able to quite have that same identification. And it will come in the form of being offered something, a gift or an exchange. So just be on the lookout for that. Okay. Does that make sense?
Okay. That makes sense. Yes.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to hand this over to Art, and hopefully he has some different information for you and maybe can expand on some of that.
Thank you, Reverend James. All right. So while Reverend James was giving you his reading, I also pulled some cards of my own. And the first card that I pulled was the Two of Wands. And again, this is a very striking card. You know, it shows that, you know, you are on a very specific journey. You're on a very specific path. And you came onto this path with that kind of that pre-knowledge that, you know, pardon my French, that at occasion shit's going to get real. But you had the courage and daring to really be able to really pull that off, to really be able to walk this path. And you chose to have this experience. You had the opportunity to leave these experiences and not have them. But you said, no, screw it. I want to get the whole kit and caboodle of the human experience and dove in.
I took the adult ride this time.
Well, you dove in head first, and you've definitely been kind of feeling that over the years and had some moments of questioning it. But yet, you've pushed forward. And along this path, the next card that I pulled is the King of Pentacles. And this card is very rich. It's very green. It shows that kind of that abundance and success that you would expect from the King of Pentacles. And really it's showing that, you know, as you've been progressing, you've been kind of, you know, setting up the targets and knocking them down as you go. While, you know, in the moment, these situations may have felt rather harsh on occasion, the overall theme continues that this is working towards satisfying your ultimate soul goal in this world. And you're talking about, is there more to come? I kind of get that sense, that energy of, all right, I've kind of had enough, and let me go now and just enjoy. This final card that I pulled along this path is the Queen of Wands. And all of your cards are upright, by the way. This is showing that there's still a lot of fire ahead of you. There's still a lot of heat to come. However, you're going to the approach that you're going to have to enduring these, it's going to go along and stay with that, the strength that you've developed thus far. You have a strength about you, and you have kind of that a passion about you that's going to keep opening you up to these experiences the along the way. And I'm actually combining this a little bit with the pendulum here to kind of get an idea, just basic yes or no, you know, will the pattern stop in, say, the next 5 years?
Well, I want the pattern back. I mean, I've been bored out of my mind for 15 years. I mean, literally, I'm living in luxury. I have the house I want. I'm right now looking out over the Pacific Ocean. I have the fastest car ever made. I have everything anybody wants, and I don't care about any of it. Anyone can come take it. I don't care. All I want
party at
is
David's.
To get it done.
Well, the pendulum said, oh, hell no. And that's one thing I honestly love about this pendulum. It is such an energetic pendulum in and of its own.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the last time it has swung nearly as wildly and vehemently a no. So it's at least gonna, you still have at least 5 years. Let's see. Is the pattern going to stop at all? And we're angling. And it says no.
Well, which pattern, though? I mean, I don't get, like I said, I don't get any benefit out of being human. I don't get any I mean, I'm here purposes, and I feel like I haven't accomplished anything. I meditate every day. I'm kind. I eat organic. I take great care of my body. I do everything you can. And I'm just sitting here in luxury, bored out of my mind.
You know, the spiritual awards or rewards from any certain life do not necessarily pay off in the same life. The pattern of learning and having these experiences as you continue on through this life is the pattern that's going to continue. You're going to have some very interesting relationships. You're going to continue to have some very tempestuous moments, and the pattern itself will continue.
Okay.
But it is fulfilling a spiritual purpose. In a lot of cases, I know sometimes we, especially the people that, you know, just constantly are out there, they're volunteering, they're doing this, they're doing that, and they're like getting nothing but shit luck. And they're like, why I'm doing everything right. It's all part of that trip, that it's all part of that experience. And the rewards don't necessarily always come when we want them or when we expect them. but they do come.
Something that kind of comes to mind, just from what I've been listening to, and I've been recently listening to some of my talks from my guru, His Eminence Dzem Rinpoche. I can put that his name in the chat. I would really suggest you listen to a little bit of some of his Dharma talks. If you do meditation and things like that, and you might have a little, you know, Buddhist, you know, tinge to you, I would kind of really suggest looking into him. But one of the things that he said recently in a video I was listening to was that true peace and a peace of mind really comes from when we are able to be completely empty inside. And what he means by that is not so much that we're empty of emotion, but that we're empty of our internal ego. And I'm not saying that you're egotistical. That's not what I mean by that. I'm speaking of ego in a Buddhist term, perspective and terminology, insofar as that if you've mentioned that you have all of this material wealth, you have all of these material things, and you've come to the realization that in this life that you can have everything and it's not going to amount to a hill of beans because you're not happy. It's not making you happy. And that's one of the biggest and hardest lessons to learn in our human existence. So I want to first congratulate you for that. Secondly, my suggestion to you would be to start to help your enemies and the people that you don't like, or the people that you judge, or the people that you might think of as a little off or something like that. You know, whenever you're out and about, if you notice that somebody has like a weird hairdo or something like that, or and you would normally think to yourself, oh, they're strange, you know, instead of doing that, take a moment, turn it around and say, you know, that's a very interesting hairdo. You don't have to say you like it. You don't have to lie. You just have to acknowledge that there is other things and do that little thing that makes someone else happy. And I can almost guarantee you, if you do that just for a little while, maybe just a week or so, you know, and continue your current spiritual practices, your meditations and things, and meditate on these moments that you have, that you'll start to find those bits of happiness. And instead of waiting or wondering if there's going to be karmic connections coming for you to be made with other people, you will create those karmic connections. You see what I mean?
Yeah, but again, I'm not that person. I'm not walking around disliking people's clothes or hair. I go out. I mean, I had the rudest cashier in the history of the world today at the grocery store. I mean, she had wheels on. She was so evil. And I dug in, and she was smiling and said thank you by the end of the transaction. So I'm not the person, I go out of my way, I mean, to bring good to people.
To people. So then I guess, you know, this probably is a better discussion in private.
Okay.
My next question to you would be, what's your motivation behind that? What's your motivation to do these good things for other people?
Because there's nothing else to do. I mean, if you go out in the world, you either bring benevolence or you bring your damage. There's a choice to be made every time you go out in the world. The people who are
Absolutely.
Tailgating me and 5 feet behind my bumper, I mean, they're just bringing their damage and they don't care what happens. And you know, and I go out in the world, and if I can't be nice to someone, I just walk away.
You know, sometimes in this experience as well, we need to, there are those people that, you know, they're almost like the avatar of the lead by example and such. And it can sometimes be a very lonely and static road that we follow. However, you know, the repercussions and the reverberations and the energy that comes off of this, this way of life, this way of living, does have very widespread effect when you think of things like chaos theory and the butterfly effect. And you're continuing to grow, whether you personally feel it at the moment or not, by providing this to the world and having that ability to be able to change hell on wheels to a smile is not common. That's a gift that you very well should be celebrate. Unfortunately, David, we do have to go to our station announcements. I do appreciate you coming in, and we hope to hear from you again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And you know, David, I encourage you to reach out to me via email. So check us out on folkconjure.com, Folk Faith Ministries. You can find our contact information there or at readersandrootworkers.org. I'd like to talk to you more.
All right. And with that, let's get our station announcements in. We have time for one more reading afterwards, and that will be our show for tonight. All right. Let's do this.
The LMC Radio Network is a media alliance whose excellent shows include The Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour with Catherine Ironwood and Conjurman, Sundays 3 to 4:30, Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places with Reverend Art and Reverend James, Mondays 4 to 5:30, The Crystal Silence League Hour with John St. Germain, in syndication, Tuesdays, The Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron with Elvira Love and Deborah Voigt, Tuesdays 4 to 5, and The Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron with Elvira Love and Phoenix LaFay, in syndication, Thursdays. All time specific, add 3 hours for Eastern, sponsored by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and online at luckymojo.com.
Support for this program is provided by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and located online at luckymojo.com, and by the Association of Independent Readers and Rootworkers, AIR, a directory of ethical and authentic conjure practitioners located online at readersandrootworkers.org, and by Hoodoo Psychics, the first psychic line run entirely by Hoodoo practitioners. Receive a reading with a trusted rootworker instantly. Call 1-888-4-HOODOO or visit hoodoopsychics.com. And by the Crystal Silence League, a free online prayer service of the Association of Independent Spiritual Churches, located online at crystalsilenceleague.org. Thank you to all of our sponsors, and let's get back to the show. All right, we have time for one more reading. We're going to go back to the phones. Joining us will be from area code 773. Let's bring Nancy in. Hi, Nancy.
How are you
with us? Excellent.
Oh,
welcome to the show.
Excellent. Thanks. I am just calling because I'm at a crossroads, and I'm just wondering if you have any advice.
Now, when you say you're at a crossroads, are you meaning like you have a lot of decisions to make, or is this more kind of a like a life path sort of thing?
Oh, it's more like I have decisions to make. I have decisions to make, like either stay put or move on, or, you know, I'm kind of feeling stuck.
Okay. You know, all right, so I did pull 3 cards here for you tonight, and the first card that I pulled is the Moon card. And the Moon, you know, it really kind of denotes that feeling that you just shared with us of feeling mm-hmm. stuck, of feeling almost feeling alone in a crowded room. You know, mm-hmm. that in the Thelema deck, it's a very kind of subdued card. There's a person, they're looking, that, you know, they have one, they have the castles in the distance that they're looking at. They're looking into the mountains, you know, and slowly kind of working their way towards them. But there's a lot of, what's the word? There's a lot of hesitation. There's a lot of kind of a fear about actually taking those steps and moving towards the goals that we kind of felt that we had set in our lives, and maybe feel like we kind of got derailed somewhere along the road here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it pulls in confusion, anxiety, and all of these wonderful, wonderful emotions that truly, you know, keep us awake at night, staring at the ceiling, going, should I, shouldn't I?
What's the point? Yeah.
Right. But the moon also on the card is casting light. It's still bringing in a direction. And it's almost like we can see it, but we're not seeing it. It's like that phrase, can't see the forest for the trees, is that it's almost like, I've seen a meme, it says, like, people sharing it makes me giggle. It says, this is the sign you were looking for, but that's all the sign says. But it's telling you kind of that you do have a little bit of that internal knowledge of where you need to go and what you need to do. The second card that I pulled was the Ten of Swords. And considering a little bit of the feeling stuck, the feeling, again, you know, alone in a crowded room, the Ten of Swords can... It really brings in the thought that the people around you that you thought were your tribe aren't really holding well to that position in your life. You know, there may be concerns of in the individual in the card. And again, I will post a photo of this on our social media pages. You know, the individual in the card is, you know, she's just distraught. She's face down on the ground, you know, in a very beaten down sort of position, 10 swords going right into her back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a very literal depiction of backstabbing. You know, there's some concerns of betrayal, disloyalty, people talking mess. People jealous of things that you have accomplished, consider that you should, it's like, you're my friend. Why aren't you celebrating this with me? And
yeah,
you know, these people, you're holding on to an attachment to them that if the roles were reversed, they would be gone in a New York minute.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay.
And, you know, following this up, we do have the Ace of Cups in reverse.
Mm-hmm.
And this card, I think, if any of the three of them really speak to you, I think this card should scream.
Okay.
It's a huge chalice, and it's just overflowing when it's in its upright position. An upside down cup, nothing can fill it.
Yeah.
It's showing it's time for you to take that time. It's time for you to take the time, because now I apparently can't talk. It's time to focus on you.
Okay.
it's time to focus, and you're rightly so to focus on you, your health, your wealth, your well-being, your connection to yourself, your connection to those who don't necessarily fall into that kind of motley crew that we talked about in the Ten of Swords. You know, you do have some, you do have them in your mind probably right now that are on the up and up. These are the people that have not let you down. These are the people that, you know, go out of their way to make sure that you're okay or say good morning and so on and so forth. It's time to focus on building the tribe that Nancy needs, that Nancy wants to take you to that next phase in your life. Because really, once you welcome this energy in, once you welcome this mindset in, it will grow. It's a self-perpetuating wheel that the more you allow and open yourself to the blessings, to the good people, to the good things, and really filling your cup, you're going to get to that point where everywhere you turn, it's going to be like you're seeing puppies and rainbows.
I like that.
You know, so it's a card to me that's screaming. It's like, cut it out. Stop repressing your emotions. Express yourself. You know, go back to the 80s. Bust out Madonna. Express yourself. Great song. Great dance tune. And it gives you really something to focus on. And I mean, I'm pretty sure everybody listening and everybody in the chat right now went, really, Reverend Art, you went with Madonna? But yes, it's a power ballad. It's time to rebuild that power. And when you grab that by the reins, you are going to be able to really just dance yourself right down the yellow brick road to Oz. I'm going to throw all kinds of metaphors in here and mix them up and everything, but I think you get where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
You have the answers.
Really be okay. I will try to, I will really focus on your advice.
That was the first step right there.
Yeah. New York minute. I'm going to New York minute people.
You know, you seriously though, that was a first step right there. You caught yourself. You dropped the word try.
Yeah, I did.
You know,
yeah.
I do a very goofy Yoda impression. I'm not going to do it on the air because I don't think I'll ever live it down. But that whole phrase, do or do not, there is no try.
Yeah.
There's some truth there. And with that, I'll turn it over to you, Reverend James.
All right. Nancy, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. I wanted to make sure I wasn't muted. Okay. So Art was doing this from a tarot perspective, so he can kind of be a little bit abstract. I'm going to be reading from a Chinese astrology perspective, so I may ask you a few more questions. But what I can kind of see off the bat is that whatever you're asking about, there's two parts to it. And the two biggest parts right now are that, one, right now is not the time to be making changes or to your situation. So I recalled you saying, should I stay? Should I go? I'm not sure exactly what that's in relation to, if it's in relation to a relationship or a housing situation. But what this is saying, the chart saying right now, is that the situation as it is now is going to remain that way for the time being. It's just not the right time for changes to be made right now. Any changes that were to be made would kind of cause a little bit of an issue. Chinese astrology thing that I'm doing right now is called Qi Min Dun Jia. So if you can imagine like a tic-tac-toe board with a border around the outside of it. So it's just kind of like nine squares. You are in, each one of those squares has an element to it. And the way that the Chinese elements work together is they have different things like producing another element or controlling another element, et cetera. And that's how we read this chart. So you're sitting in what's called a metal palace, and the result or the thing that you desire, the thing that you're trying to get to, which I'm not sure if you've voiced quite yet, is in an earth palace. And what that's saying is that produces metal. So what this means is that you will easily be able to achieve your goal, whatever that is that you're asking about. So your goal will be able to be achieved, and it will come quickly because you also have the horse star attached to your result. And that means a quickness or a speed or swiftness to whatever it's attached to, in this case, the result. So it won't take a lot of energy on your part to get what you want, to get to where you want to go. It's just a matter of timing. Things need to line up just right. Is that making any sense to you? Is that kind of keying in on the... The only other thing that there's lots of what's called formations inside each one of these palaces, because each palace has multiple different symbols inside of them. So the result, well, let's just start with where you're at. So the palace that you're in says that there's something that's kind of going on with a disagreement or an argument that's been had. Maybe if this is in regards to a relationship, then it could just be a disagreement between you and your other partner. Or is there something that's going on in relation to paperwork or government or loans, or is there anything like that going on?
Yeah, that would be more toward
Okay. It is showing that there's a little bit of issue there. So there's administrative problems, there's documentation problems, paper, I's aren't being dotted properly and T's aren't being crossed properly. It's basically what the problem is here. Referring to is, again, back to the timing. We just have to take the time to get things where they need to go, because for whatever reason, they weren't done properly the first time through or what have you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Just be very careful, because the result, there are formations that indicate that there could be some self-destruction, that there will be, you will fail in some aspects, but because of that failure, there will be positive results from that. So just be very, make sure that you're evaluating your entire situation. You're trying to, think of all of the ways that things can go, because you fail at something or something doesn't quite go the way you expect it to, doesn't mean that it won't provide you positive results. I'm just taking a quick look here to see if there's anything else that kind of jumps out at me, if you get what I mean. The only other thing here is that it's kind of saying that you just need to be steady. You need to be kind of like the horse, you just need to, have you ever seen where they put those covers over a horse's eyes so that whenever it's thunderstorming and things like that, so that it doesn't spook them? That's kind of the energy that you need to kind of pull in. You're this horse, let's say that God has put in this cover over you because he sees all of these things that you're having to deal with, these scary things that are on the outside. And he says, just book it. Just go, put your foot to the ground and continue going. Don't stop. That's kind of what it's saying. Even though things aren't changing, that's just a matter of time. As long as you stay the course, you will end up where you need to be.
Okay. That's good to know.
So I hope that was able to answer some of your questions or things there. I do see in the chat we have Balkan Diviner pulled a few cards. He pulled the Jack of Hearts for you. you're more than able to develop emotionally on the long term. You need the support of a loved one who can jump in with for advice. A new direction or project in your life is a good idea. So maybe that could be a helpful distraction while you know, time gets to where it needs to be. He pulled the Three of Hearts for you, collaboration, partnership. Again, there's a assistance that will come from someone else. That is also reflected in my Chinese chart. You have the Heaven Star. That is indicative of a person of higher stature able to help you. So if you're in a legal situation, like your lawyer or something like that, someone that is above you in whatever the situation is will be integral to you meeting your goals. He also pulled the King of Diamonds. You can get into a positive financial direction. So if that's what this is having to deal with, you can be rest assured that since I told you that you're going to get your goal, he's saying that that might be the goal. If that's part of it, then you might be able to get what you need.
Part of it, yeah. Oh, perfect. It's all been good. Everything's good. It sounds very positive.
Absolutely.
You know, He did go on to add, with the help of spirit and the people closer to you on an emotional level, you can develop wonderfully financially and spiritually. Spellwork manifestation and prayer can boost your chances of success. Take a leap of faith. And if you are still not sure, you can also request the help of a spiritual worker. I'm thinking Balkan Diviner might be letting a little bit of a medium side peek out tonight.
And Phyllis, she pulled the Justice card. So we were talking about court. You said that's part of it. So she was right on the money there too. We've had a really good group of psychics in the chat today and good readings all around, I think.
Well,
I'm liking it.
Well, thank you for joining us tonight, Nancy. We actually have about 10 seconds left to go.
Thank you, Nancy. We hope you have a good evening, and thank you for bringing your question to us.
Well, everyone, that is all the time that we have for today. Hope you enjoyed our first ever reading Palooza. Hopefully in the future, I'd like to have more readers come in. We'll try and grab some more folks from air. And I will be sharing our pictures of my spreads out on our social media. Take us out, Reverend James.
Thank you, Reverend Art. We invite you to join us next week at Mystics and Mages and Magical Places as we will welcome another outstanding guest. We've come to the end of this episode of Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places, brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, on the LMC Radio Network. You can find Reverend Art at folkconjure.com, on the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com, on readersandworkers.com, and on Hoodoo Psychics Thursdays and Fridays from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and Saturdays and Sundays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am your announcer, Reverend James, joining you from folkconjure.com in North Carolina. Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places can be heard every week live on Blog Talk Radio at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and the shows are available in archives via mysticsmages.com/radio show and on the Lucky Mojo Forum. From all of us at Mystics and Mages, I'd like to thank you for being here. Be sure to follow at Mystics Mages and Magical Places on Facebook and at Mystics Mages Magical Places on Instagram for updates and news. We'll be back at the same time next week. Come sit a spell. Wink, wink. Relax and enjoy the show. We've only just begun. Thanks, everybody. Good night.
Now we have just a few seconds left. I do want to thank Balkan Diviner 14, Phyllis Margaret Gabor, JD Hoodoo, Troll T, for enriching the discussion in the chat. We couldn't do this without y'all. We love everybody so much. It's been 20 shows, everyone. Here's
to
20 more.
Thank you to all our chat readers.
Have a fantastic week, and we'll be back next Monday. Same time, same channel. Peace out.